There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Joining us next on the show, we have Michelle Bayes de Plessis, who's the Managing Director UAE for Dimension Data, and also Tim Wade, who's the Director of Architecture over there. Welcome to the show, guys. Nice to
Thank
see you.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon.
Now, you guys are very serious about sport. You're actually sponsoring a team over here, and you're also, of course, very much into technology. So tell us how what you produce helps sportsmen and sportswomen around the world.
Okay, so I think there's a couple of things here. We actually technology partners with the ASO, the people that own the Tour de France.
Yeah.
As part of that, we've been doing live tracking and live analytics on the riders during that race.
Okay.
I think what that's actually brought out is, I mean, cycling is obviously the new golf. Yeah. And we're seeing more people that want to get
like that.
Involved. Yeah. We're seeing more people want to get involved with it, but the technology is actually driving that, you know, within the sports world as well.
Right.
So.
Interesting. So how are you using the data that you're gathering, and what data are you gathering? Is it speeds?
So at the Tour de France, we're doing a couple of different things. We have a GPS transponder that sits underneath the saddle. That sends a GPS coordinate back every second from that rider. We then augment that data with different things. We take weather data, we take gradient data. What that enables us to do is to create some quite interesting analytics. So, you know, for example, understanding what's going on in the race, where everybody is exactly, you know, whereas before that wasn't the case.
And we also take some historical data, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, so last season we did something quite innovative. We applied some machine learning algorithms, mm-hmm. and we took 7 years worth of data, we profiled the riders and then made predictions on who was going to win. It was wow. pretty good as well.
And your predictions, were they right?
71% of the time. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, there's some things you can't control. So, no. You know, you can't control if there's going to be a crash or if a wind's going to, you know, suddenly appear. Yeah. So you can't be 100% correct. But, you know, you can at least say if in an ideal world, this would be, you know, the outcome.
Michelle, is it just cycling that your data is used in at the moment? Or are you looking to branch out to other sports
I mean, you know, I think it could be applicable in many, many sports. You know, I was over at the Ironman, for example, on the weekend, and I sat there going, oh man, you know, we could really do some cool stuff here. So I think you can apply it in many sports. At the moment, we're only involved with ASO at the Tour de France.
Okay.
We're loving it. We're learning every year. We make it better. This is actually the guy behind it. It's Tim over here. But I really think you could apply it across sport. And then, of course, what we do is take it back to our clients in business, right? So it's strange that, you know, you could use the experience that you gain in sport or like mm-hmm. with ASO and apply it back with our clients in their business.
I want to end on the app because I know you've developed an app, and I'm wondering whether this is an app that your blogs can use, or you have to be an athlete to use it, cycling like this, five days in a row, miles and miles and miles.
So the Pilar app we've developed for the team Dimension Data, what this basically enables the team to do is take health and wellness information. They obviously use quite a lot of different data collecting mechanisms within the team, you know, to understand performance and how the guys are getting on. So what we've then enabled them to do is to take the performance data that they've got, take other information about, you know, whether the guys are on form or not, and then make more strategic decisions about who's going to race where and things like that.
So. Yeah.
Do you think there'll come a day where, you know, the average Joe Public, the average rider, can take advantage of your technology?
Well,
maybe.
The problem with an average athlete like myself is that you still have to remain fit, and you still have to train, and you still have to get out there. So, you know, you can use data. I would hope that one day they perhaps could use that. But yeah, you've still got to have the discipline.
Let's
watch
hope
this
so.
Space. Yep. Yep. Michelle, Tim, thank you so much for joining us. That's what I like to refer to myself as, an average athlete as well.
I definitely am.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.